Welcome to month 3, self-inquiry through meditation. Are you beginning to discover a sense of purpose? And are you starting to live your best life? I hope you are. And I hope you are discovering that meditation is a wonderful tool to allow the mind to become quiet. And the space and stillness we create can be one of our greatest teachers. And in that sacred space, we can learn some of our biggest lessons and our biggest aha moments. As we know, our thoughts and our intentions are the seeds to achieving our tomorrow. So let's try to achieve the best version of ourselves tomorrow. By harnessing our intentions right now and by putting them to good use. So let's make it our intention today to create that balance between our mind, body and soul by taking the time to listen to meditation. It can be this or something that you find easier or better to listen to. Maybe it's your own form of meditation. By taking the time to journal. By taking the time to answering those big, important soul questions outlined in Chapter 3. This month is all about self-inquiry through meditation. When you spend time in silence, real silence, listening to your inner wisdom, you will find the answers you've been seeking. And this month, as we explore self-inquiry, we allow ourselves this sacred space where we won't be disturbed, but where we can begin to ask those deep soul questions that only you and you alone can answer. No book can reveal what's in your soul. You'll discover important guidance for your own unique journey ahead. Perhaps fresh ideas will be revealed so you can start the next new chapter. Or maybe you've already started it and it's unfolding perfectly. If you're still not sure, maybe today is about gaining clarity or insight into your current situation. You might find after this meditation you feel a great sense of confidence, or you know exactly what you need to do next. Or perhaps you feel really calm and at peace. Whatever way this meditation unfolds is absolutely perfect for you. But if you can't hear that inner guidance, or if you've lost touch with what you desire, you're not harnessing the most important gift that you have right now, your intuitive wisdom. No book can tell you what's in your heart or your soul. You need to tune in. Please don't allow it to go unheard any longer. Allow yourself some time today and in the following days to sit in silence and stillness and tune into you, that wonderful awareness of yourself. Really listen from your soul and reconnect with that wisdom. Trust me, it will not only nurture your mind, body and soul, but you will see a shift in your heart, in your relationships, in your work, in the lens that you look at your life through. Your creative expression will change. Even your deepest desires and dreams might manifest. But you need to tune in. Tune into the silence and the awareness of you. If you're still having a little trouble with meditation, you might like this month's approach. We begin by simply asking your mind to be quiet. Just sit in the quiet space. Truly become still. You can lie back, close your eyes, but make it your intention to relax every fibre of your being. All we need to do now is focus on our breath. Just be still and breathe. Breathe in the essence of whatever you feel connected to now. Tune into that. What are you breathing in? What are you connected to right now? Remember what we learned this month, that whole idea of what it is you want in the end. If in the end you want love, maybe start right now in the here and now by breathing in love. If in the end you want peace, health, abundance, trust, happiness, joy, whatever it is that you want in the end, breathe in the essence of it right now. Just breathe in the essence of what it is you want. I want you to imagine that as you breathe in, you are filling up your body with that whole essence, as if you are an empty vessel, full to the brim of whatever it is you want right now. Again, just breathing in. If it helps, we can hold for the mental count of three. And release. But really, you don't need to change your breath at all. Just notice it. With each breath, feel your mind, body, and soul go deeper and deeper into an expanded state of awareness. As we focus on the breath alone, it will give you the power to truly feel safe and secure and deeply peaceful. Focus on it and it only. Notice each breath. Feel the connection to the essence of what you are breathing in. Remember to let each meditation unfold the way it will each day, and just allow it to unfold with gratitude. Float in this energy. Just float until it's time to ask your soul question. You might notice your thoughts are like clouds passing by, just floating by, almost away from you. Don't try to control anything. If you get distracted and you want to center yourself, just go back to the breath. You've probably created your own perfect way by now, and I don't want my words to get in the way of the treasure you're about to discover. Moment to moment, breathe, being fully present, fully with your true self. As always, I will keep an eye on the time, so I will ask you now to think about your soul question. What is the intention or centering thought for this meditation? Now, shortly you will hear a bell, at the beginning of the meditation. And if you want to try something different during this particular soul inquiry, you can ask the question to your soul. Then you can ask the same question to your mind and then to your body. And notice if it gives you a different answer. Or you might just want to focus on your breath and just be still and allow the silence to reveal the answers. I will watch the time. You will hear the bell at the beginning and at the end of your self-inquiry meditation. Our self-inquiry time is up, but you can take a few moments now to relax even deeper. And as you do so, you're allowing your mind, body and soul to accept a new way of seeing things. And when you are ready, you can come back to the present, awake, alert and ready to move on with your day. In fact, each time you use this method for easy relaxation and meditation, you will relax more easily, more quickly and more deeply and go to a higher place of consciousness. Meditation is a skill that you're easily developing with trance, and you will find you want to journal after each meditation as you write about your insights. And in fact, as you write, the path ahead and your journey will become clearer and your life purpose will appear. You can choose now to relax by simply inhaling and exhaling slowly and ignore my count to five. Or you can listen to my count to five to become fully aware and awake again. I'm going to count from one to five and then I'll say fully aware. One, slowly, calmly, easily, you're returning to your full awareness to the present moment. Two, each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed, and you're feeling wonderfully good. Three, from head to toe, you are feeling perfect in every way, mind, body, and soul. Are calm and serene. Four, your eyes are beginning to feel ready to open. On the next number count, your eyes will open. You'll be fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, full of energy, and in fact, you'll want to journal. Number five, you are fully aware now. Your eyes are open. Take a good deep breath in, fill up your lungs, and have a stretch. Well done. Now, as you continue with your day, I want you to contemplate the insights and answers you've received today and remember this month's theme of starting points. This is the beginning of an exciting journey for you, and only you know the destination. In fact, with each chapter that you read of mind, body and soul, and with every page that you journal, your own awareness will become much deeper. And everything about your life purpose will become much clearer. Only you know the path ahead. And trust me, all of the answers are within you. Have a great day.